When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come and see us live. Frangiola.fun has all the information you need. Next up, Louisville tonight. Tonight, we're in Louisville, Louisville Comedy Club. And then tomorrow night, February 9th and 10th, Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway. Ontario, lost right here in the LA County area, Ontario, California, at the Improv, Sunday, February 18th, and then on to the beautiful Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We love it there, February 29th through March 2nd at the Punchline in Philadelphia. And then the next night, we go down to D.C. at the Improv in Washington, D.C., March 3rd. On to the Oxnard, right out here in, once again, the L.A. area-ish, Oxnard, California. We will be at Levity Live March 7th, Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club March 22nd, Auburn Theater, Auburn, New York, March 23rd, Kansas City, the Comedy Club, March 27th, and Tampa, Downey Beach, Sunnyvale, Rooster Teeth Feathers, Detroit, Beverly, Massachusetts, Atlanta, and so much more. Frangiola.fun. Now enjoy the Super Bowl edition of Cover to Cover. Oh, and it's also a 300 episode, so feel free to congratulate us on a successful run. Yes. You know what this is, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
This is Usher, man. It's not our normal start-off music, but this is Super Bowl cover to cover. Super
yeah.
Bowl. This is our episode for the Super Bowl, and he'll be doing the halftime show. And, of course, this song is going to be the... Will this be the opener or the closer?
Closer, maybe.
Lil Jon... Will he be there? Of course he will. Who else is on? Ludacris on this?
Yeah.
Who else is on this?
Well, John's actually a Vegas DJ now, so
yeah,
he's
I mean,
already
he's,
right down
he's
the street.
Killing it, yeah. I've worked with him. Dear friend.
Yeah.
Dear friend. Good guy. and then I think they missed the Worldwide. What does he call himself?
Oh, no, that's Pitbull is in DJ Got Us
Fallen.
Oh, DJ
Got Us
Fallen. This is Luda.
Let's hear some DJs Got Us Fallen. We're going to give you guys the halftime show now from Usher. Big day coming up Sunday, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care, do you? I mean, where do you guys? Do you do anything for the Super Bowl?
I got a late flight out of Kentucky, so.
Oh, your flight's late?
Not late, but I'll be getting home probably about halfway through it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be home in time for the whole thing, and I'm excited about it. You know, it's going to be a... Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yes. Come on, everybody. Let me hear it. So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from. I mean, I feel like the halftime show is like hosting an award show. It's kind of a no win. I mean, it is a win for like you sell a ton of records after it's over. But a lot of times it's, you know, 50-50, especially when it's music like this. You know, you're going to have your gray goatee Oakley glasses. I'm not going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to like it. Unless it's Don Henley or Billy Joel. They don't want it.
Yeah.
So, but I'll be all right with this. He's a good dancer and stuff, right, Usher?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole production. I would like to see him bring out an oldie. You know, I've said that before. Let's give everybody a little something. Bring out, not that he's, I mean, he's 45 himself.
Yeah.
It's not like he's 22. But it would be nice to see him bring out Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
She was great at the Grammys. Wheel out Joni Mitchell again for the halftime show and have her just, really ruin the party by singing that song again. Oh, I mean, I loved it. But bring out Tracy Chapman, sing Fast Car, really ruin it. Here comes James Taylor, everyone, to really bring down the fun. He's going to sing that song about a plane crash. What? Yes. And I'd be going crazy. What do you think of, you know, I don't, we got to get food over here because my bro and I want to have a crazy thing. Well, my brother's going to come over and his and my nephew and his wife. And that's about it, I think. And then me and Beckett and my wife. That's it. Regular people I could lay down in front of. I could only have people I could lay down. You're more than welcome to come over, Alex. But, you know, you got to just, we don't need the show. Okay. You don't have to put on the show. If you could just sit and watch without doing your shtick,
okay,
you're more than welcome.
So you mean Olivia can't have wine? That's what you mean. It's not a show.
I'm glad you read between the lines.
That's Olivia on wine.
Okay, gotcha. We'll make sure to put the wine away. But right now, another commercial. It's all a fun day, and who knows who will win? I'll give you my prediction. I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win. This is nothing against the good people of San Francisco and the 49ers. Like the team, like Brock Purdy, like a Christian McCaffrey, like the team. But I think it's going to come down to experience, Alex, in the Super Bowl. I think, look at me, I sound like a sports podcast
analyst.
Right now.
Oh,
I mean, they seem evenly matched. They're pretty evenly matched as far as I know. I think Mahomes is better, and that's going to be the deciding factor. Mahomes is better under pressure. He's been there before. He knows how to handle it, and I think it's going to come down to that. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. I don't know anything about football, but I think you're right.
28-24. Okay. Chiefs. Chiefs win 28-24. I know. Shocking. 28-24. Chiefs. If it happens, I don't know. I got to get my boxes. I get a couple of boxes over at the local peasant, the restaurant my friend owns. They do the box. I never win.
You mean like the gambling?
Yeah, box. You know, you got to buy a box and then at the end of the numbers at the end or something. I think I actually won pretty good the year that the New York Giants with that catch that David Tyree made, that crazy catch on his helmet. Mm-hmm. And that year I had bet the Giants in the beginning of the year. I just for fun bet the New York teams to win the Super Bowl. I bet like $100 on the Jets and $100 on the Giants to win the Super Bowl in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And they won. And I think I won $4,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
I know. And it was in an exciting fashion too. So it was pretty cool. Otherwise, I've never won a damn thing. So I'm getting the boxes. And, you know, I guess you guys, we all do it, right? We all have a big day. And now you know what's coming now, Alex? What do you think's coming? A countdown?
The best ranch dressings for your wings.
Did you think you were going to get away with not having a countdown on this episode? Of course, we're going to do a countdown. Are you ready for this, everyone? A countdown of the best Super Bowl foods. Now, I, of course, would say, number one, I'm not even looking yet, Alex. Sight unseen, I'm going to say number one's got to be chicken wings, right? It just has to be chicken wings.
I think so.
Now, there's a new place that opened down the street here in Tarzana, and I drive past it every day. Haven't gone in yet. But for some reason, I don't know why, I want them to succeed.
Okay.
It's called like Lot 50, something 51.
Okay.
Area 51, Local 51, something. It's in a very strange building that doesn't look like it would be a restaurant. Already there, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. You can't see inside, a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, they open, and it says on it, you know.
Lounge 51?
Lounge 51. Lounge 51, it says beer, pizza, wings.
That's
Lounge
it.
Lounge 51, that's what it says. So right there, okay, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing comedy there. Never a good sign. But they're doing comedy. I see they're doing comedy there. They got the big Don't Tell. They got that there.
Oh, they got Don't Tell.
Anyway, so Lounge 51, and for whatever reason, I want them to succeed. Not so much that I would actually go inside. I haven't gone in yet. But I follow them on Instagram. I said, why not give these people a follow? You know, I know people put their hearts and souls and their lives, livelihoods into these things, and mm-hmm. you want them to succeed. So they recently posted about, first of all, they posted a thing about a bucket of beers.
Okay.
Come and get our special. We got a bucket of beers. I want to be the guy who gets a bucket of beers. I really do. I want to be that guy who orders a bucket of beers. When I went to the sports book in Circa.
Yeah.
They bring over a bucket of beers. And as if I would be able to drink all of them. I was like, whoa. I mean, I appreciate that you think I'm that guy, but there's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was given off some sort of bucket of beer energy, and I'm happy that she thought I was that guy. I want to be that guy. But I don't, like, if you're going to run a special on a bucket of beer, I'm just going to, now what's a bucket of beer? Six? I would imagine six, right? Okay. If you're going to run a special on a bucket of beers, I think, I don't know, $12? I mean, that's as a special. We need to get people in the door here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do to get them in the door? That's what I'm saying for like a new restaurant.
We're talking Bud Light bottles, right?
Bud Light bottles, whatever they're doing. I think you could choose from three different, but it's not any high thing, you know, high end. It's whatever you think it would be. So I'm like, all right, let's say $3 a beer. What's that? Say $18?
18. Say split the difference. 15. That's a good deal for a new place.
I feel like he was a little high. He was like $30 for a bucket of beer. I'm like, I don't know if that's a special.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, maybe. So yeah, I don't know if people are coming in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I gotta go to this place. They're doing $7 beers, you know. So
special.
Yeah. And then he's doing a wing and French fry, like come and get it to go for your party at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Wings and French fries. And I think I might do it. So I'll give this guy some business. It seems like I don't want to be cooking anything. We just want to order it. So I see the picture that he posted for wings and fries special. And it's like $80.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's fair enough, right? It looks like a lot of wings. I mean, we have six people here, and three of them probably don't even eat wings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to do it. Anyway, so I'm saying chicken wings, number one. Are you seeing anything that we need to know about?
I'm just looking up Lounge 51.
Oh, Lounge 51.
The mozzarella sticks look delightful.
Okay. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's doing like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I hope the guy makes it. I really do. I mean, you know, football season's a time when you got a place like that. You want football season. I don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you could do basketball and stuff. Anyway, here we go, everybody. Enough is enough about sports. You guys are like, what are we tuning into here?
Yeah.
What am I, Shannon Sharp? Okay. Number 10, Alex. Now, I've said this before. I've said my piece on these. I feel like they're not getting the respect they deserved. I feel like years ago, they may have been, I mean, as far as appetizers go, there was a time when I believe they reigned supreme.
They were number one. Yeah.
And then they just, for what, I don't know how it happened, or was it carbs? People got carb conscious.
Maybe.
They took a hit. And it's, of course, potato skins.
Skins, I knew it.
We all loved them. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, we turned our back on them. I think wings started to become more of a hot item.
Yeah.
Whatever, a tater tots, get back into the fold.
Yeah, a loaded tot. You don't like...
Thank you, Alex.
You don't like loaded tots?
No, do I? Why are you kidding? So 10 loaded potato skins, number 10. Kicking off our best football bites list are loaded potato skins, a salty, heavy sports bar classic topped with crumbled bacon and a thick layer of cheddar cheese. Each piece is a fatty carb. See, you know, don't say that. Mm-mm. Don't ruin it for us. Anyway, and you see, put some sour cream on it. Everyone's having a good time. That is number
10.
Number 9. Also a classic, you know, along the way. I always found the inside to be way too hot. Like, you might as well just pour lava on your face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I never got the joy out of it because you bite into it and then molten cheese just fucking scorches your face and you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And that's a jalapeno popper.
Oh.
Number 9, Alex, jalapeno popper. You go to a party, they got a jalapeno popper. You're like, all right, we're doing something here. It seems nice. Want to hear number 8?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I would do it on, I don't think I've ever seen it on a Super Bowl day, but I like it. Quesadilla, Alex.
Oh,
quesadilla.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it have a recommendation on what kind?
It does not. It just says, you know, cheesy. It doesn't say chicken or anything like that. Just cheesy.
All right.
Cheesy. And you know what? I recommend you guys go back a few weeks and listen to What Cheese Melts Best countdown that we did a few weeks ago. If you're going to do quesadillas, I recommend a Colby.
Yeah.
Best melting cheese in the business. All right. How about number seven? Yeah, of course. Number seven, 6 foot sub, like the big sub. The cold Everybody cut. Loves yeah. it. Yeah. Cold cuts. Once again, I feel like they've taken a hit recently.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, people are eating healthier. Like, I don't want this Oscar Mayer sodium crap.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, you know, who does cold cuts these days? Hormel?
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer? Boar's Head? Boar's Head was always, ooh.
High dollar.
Alex, when we went down to Lake Homa Deli in Ronkonkoma, got ourselves some Boar's Head. My father must have hit a pretty good horse race. We know things are going well. Okay, number six. I mean, they're going brand name now, which I disagree with. And I don't even know if I like them. I don't even know if I've ever had them, to be honest with you. We were not junk food eaters as children. We were not allowed it. My parents were not, they didn't really do much for us. I mean, but they were always very, very adamant about us not eating sugars and, you know, Christopher, sugary crap. Get that sugary crap out of the shopping cart. It's sugar water. Christopher, it's sugar water. Totito's pizza rolls.
Ah, okay.
Where do you stand on those? Number six, Totito's. I feel like you were a... You came home from school and you were given Totito's pizza rolls by some sort of stepdad who happened to be there for a couple of weeks.
Listen, mini corn dogs were right next to in the freezer section. Uh-huh,
right.
We didn't do pizza rolls.
You didn't do, so you mini corn dogs.
Oh, I had mini corn dogs.
Is that
after
right?
School.
Oh, okay.
So there were some crispy crowns in there, the flat tot.
What is that?
It's like a flat tot.
What's a flat tot?
It's a tater tot. It's flat.
Oh.
It's a crispy crown.
I never heard of such a thing.
Again, Orida.
We liked Orida. Yeah. We were Orida people at the house. Anyway, so number Totito's pizza rolls, number six. I'm going to disagree with that one. Number five. Here's the problem with number five. If you got a lot of people over, you can't really do it. If you're just with your family, your close family, your husbands and children, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got strangers over, I don't think you want everyone finger fucking. The nachos.
Yeah.
Number five nachos. You don't nachos. Want everybody getting in. Mm-hmm. You know, I had some neighbor I never met. Next thing you know, he's grabbing this. All right. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. All right. This is a fun party, huh? Now we're terrible stand-up food. You know, and a lot of times there is some standing up at a Super Bowl party, and you know how I feel about eating standing up. Mm-hmm. Nachos is not a good stand-up and eat food.
No.
Neither is any of the ones I mentioned, actually, because... Totito's pizza rolls, once again, too hot a center.
Yeah, melt your mouth.
Yeah, and you stand it up and it's 6 foot sub, maybe not bad if it's cut properly. Quesadilla, okay, sure. I could probably do that.
If it's crispy.
Thank you. Jalapeno poppers, a tough stand up food because it might be hot on the inside. And potato skins, a decent stand up food. Once again, I don't know why potato skins isn't ranked higher. 10 is not, I mean, they're not getting the respect they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Totito's pizza was number six. Number five, nachos. We did that already. Number four, shocked, Alex. I'm absolutely shocked that this is number four. Now I have no idea what number one is going to be because what I thought was number one is number four.
Okay.
Of course, chicken wings.
Okay.
Bone-in chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves them, but they're number four. So what the fuck's going to be number one? Do you have any idea, Alex?
I got a guess.
Is it going to be those smashed tater tots that you used to eat? Crowns?
Crispy crowns? No, it won't be. I think number one's going to be... Should I take a guess?
Absolutely, take a guess.
I think pizza still holds number one.
Well, they threw in pizza rolls, so does that take away from pizza?
That's an app. That's a, oh,
okay.
You know.
Okay, well, anyway, number four is bone-in wings.
Mm-hmm.
I love a chicken wing. Now, of course, the age-old debate... A ranch or blue cheese? I'll tell you this. I go either way. It doesn't make a difference to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I prefer blue cheese just because I'm a...
Whoa!
You got a problem with that?
That's
not, I would jump across this fucking room and strangle you. No, you don't like that?
No, that was from really? Left field. I didn't expect that.
Wait, I thought everybody
all.
Went blue cheese.
Do they?
I thought... I mean, I feel like you're Vegas has different things.
Yeah, we're trash, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, so am I.
We got a lot of shiny lights, but we're not...
Yeah, I mean...
Highfalutin.
Blue cheese. I'm going to go blue cheese. Okay. Ken's.
Okay.
How do you like that? That's like a high-end blue cheese I went with.
Yeah.
Roquefort. You ever see the asshole that calls it Roquefort? Oh, you have any Roquefort for these chicken wings? Get out. Leave the party. You got to leave the party. Why? Because you just called it Roquefort, you dick.
I'd be the guy that's just... huh? What? Roquefort?
You have any what did they used to call Thousand Island French dressing?
Yeah.
What happened to French dressing? Not unlike potato skins, French dressing never took off like we had hoped.
I think, yeah.
Yeah? What about Thousand Island? Where does that stand these days? Anybody doing Thousand Island anymore?
I think it's
anymore?
A burger thing now. A lot of the...
I'd like to visit one day. I'd like to visit all the Thousand Islands.
All thousand?
All thousand. I mean, I get to 600. I'm like, I'm getting a little bored by 400 to go. Pigs in a blanket, number three.
Okay.
Number three. That's there's no way that's not bigger than wings.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. Okay. I see what they did, and it's wrong.
Okay.
They broke wings up into two.
Oh.
Bone-in wings is number four. Boneless wings is number two. I'm going to totally disagree. For whatever reason, I feel when I do a boneless wing, are you guys interested in this at all? Am I losing everybody?
Oh, I'm...
Okay. I feel like when I do a boneless wing, I feel like it tastes more salty. And like, I don't like... But when I do... When the bone's in it, I feel like I'm... I know it's a salty...
Yeah.
Probably the whole thing's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, I feel I taste it more in the boneless.
Yeah.
I don't like a bone. If I had my choice, I don't go boneless. Mm-hmm. So I would switch them. I'd go boneless for...
But you're old school. You like...
I know.
You know.
I know.
And I agree that for the Super Bowl, this is a American tradition. We got to go bone in.
I agree.
I'm not even a bone in guy, but for the Super
you
Bowl...
You like boneless?
I don't really like either.
Oh.
I mean, I got to be... I just don't like to get that messy.
Alex is going to be sitting there with celery in his house, in his wet house. All right. And this is ridiculous. Number one is ridiculous. It's, mm-hmm. I don't even know if I've ever even had it. And I've been to a million Super Bowl parties, and I've never seen it at a Super Bowl party. So the fact that it's number one is just shocking.
Okay.
Buffalo chicken dip. There's no
yeah.
way that's number one.
No.
I mean, it's good. I've had it. But never at a Super Bowl party. And once again, you start getting into dips, it's a weird world because if we're going to be doing dips, I need to have it to be a very, I need to know everybody's genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like it's got to be a family member. And then we have to have the similar genetic code. Otherwise, I don't want anyone getting into my dip.
Double dipping, you mean?
Yeah, whatever it is. Double dipping hands are too close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not a germ freak, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't need everybody getting involved.
Yeah. Where do you fall on, like, just a queso? Are you a queso
What's
guy?
That? That's like a cheese.
Like a cheese.
Like a dip,
like
right?
A melted cheese.
Yeah, sure.
Melted cheese.
It's nice.
Okay.
You ever see my father eat a queso? Oh, my God. It's all over his face. I mean, I guess something happens when you hit a certain age, 80 or something, because my wife's dad's the same way. You must just lose feeling in your face. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess from your nose to your down, I think the feeling just goes like,
yeah.
My father, he's sitting there talking, and he's talking to people like, you know, that I barely know. Like, at my wedding or when he came up here for my brother's 60th, he's talking to like friends of mine. He got food all over his face. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Mom, go help him. He's got a half a chicken wing hanging from his chin. He's talking to everybody. So I don't think he feels it.
Mm-hmm.
So you give him a queso or something, forget about it. You might as well just pour it on his head because that's where it ends up anyway. You know, but a nice enough guy. They're excited about soup. I just got off the phone with them.
Okay.
They were concerned about the rains, you know, because they watch the news. They love the weather, Alex. Mom mm-hmm. and Dad love the weather. They love it. They know the climates of every city in America. And so they've been, of course, on the edge of their seats watching this California, what's happening here in Los Angeles with the atmospheric river.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw Swift Water Rescue right here in the LA River, right in Studio City. Yeah. It was a Swift Water Rescue. Uh-huh. So I immediately got a phone. Christopher, is Beckett okay? I'm seeing a Swift Water Rescue. I'm like, I think, yeah, everybody's good. We're good. Be careful.
Yeah.
Beckett's good because it's Swift Water.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think they were concerned. I said, we're good. We made it through. Sunny, nice today. It's blue skies, and we're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a haircut today, Alex. I like to get a haircut for my shows. You know, I got a weekend of shows coming up in Louisville and Lexington. We're going to be in Kentucky for 3 days.
Yeah.
The state of Kentucky.
Commonwealth.
Is that all right?
That's official. It is officially the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
What does that mean exactly?
You're going to have to ask when we get there.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's one of those, like, you know, when you say...
You know the answer to this is coming on our Facebook page something. Yeah. Okay, so...
You know when you say Dallas and Fort Worth and they go, they get all...
Yeah.
Commonwealth is their thing.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Honestly, that probably ended 10 years ago and I'm...
But it's a state, yeah. I always like to begin the year by clearing out my closet, but this year, I'm also upgrading it with pieces that will last beyond the season from Quince. Quince creates timeless essentials that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Isn't that true, Alex?
You
know how much
you will.
I love Quince. And I hate to just read the script that they give me because I actually use Quince. You people have seen me in my quarter zip, Mongolian cashmere. I go with a gray because I think it goes with everything. But they have a lot of colors to choose from. The Mongolian cashmere is about as soft and as nice as you could wear. I mean, you could wear it without a shirt underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to get the nipple chafe or whatever. That's how good this Mongolian cashmere is. They're doing also, they got sweaters, they got sheets, they got pillowcases, they got everything. It's all quality stuff at half the price of normal, you know, crazy stores.
Competitors.
I love Quince. Quince also works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. That's always good, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% off similar brands. Alex gets the socks.
Merino wool.
You know, I looked at the socks yesterday. I was going, I'm getting a new quarter zip from Quince. And I got to tell you, people, the first one on them, admittedly. This one, I bought it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how much I love Quince. I'm putting down real money. And Alex, I see you went with the socks. They're like $90 for, what do you get, 12, 14 pairs?
12-pack of merino wool
wearing
socks.
Wearing them right now with this cold and rain out there?
Absolutely.
Working for you? There you go. You couldn't have got a better endorsement than that right there. Alex Kahn loves the socks. Merino wool. Get them now while there's still some winter left. I'm telling you, I know we have a large female listener base. Go out and get your husbands, boyfriends, whomever, Valentine's Day. Get them the quarter zip. Let me tell you what the quarter zip does for your husband. It immediately classes them up. Here's how I recommend wearing it. Wear the quarter zip, then put a jacket over the zip, okay, of leather, a denim. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, all of a sudden you're hipped out. You're not even trying and you're more hipped out than you used to be. Okay, the quarter zip says to me, it says to the other people looking from afar, they see the quarter zip from Quince, Mongolian cashmere, and they go, oh, this guy's got health insurance. This is what we're looking at. So that's the type of look you're going for, and I think it's going to give you exactly what you need. So go over, and here comes a call to action from Alex to tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, and what you're going to get for being Cover to Cover listeners. Go ahead, Alex.
Upgrade your closet with Quince. Go to quince.com/cover for free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/cover. Thank you, Quince.
Boom. Nailed it. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to call you an idiot, but a lot of people were very upset that you had killed Thorgi Thor.
Oh, I ruined
Ron Konkama's own Thorgi Thor dead.
Oh yeah, I heard. Yeah,
I know. People
received messages.
I guess everyone loves Thorgi. I don't know who Thorgi Thor is, but people love Thorgi Thor, and I think Thorgi Thor's got a podcast. If I'm even pronouncing it correctly, it could be Thorgi Thor. I don't know, but Thorgi Thor, Ron Konkama's own Thorgi Thor.
From proper Ron Konkama.
That's what they say, at least on the page, you know, on the famous Ron Konkama.
You're never going to get that Grand
Marshal. No, I'm not even on there. And Thorgi, no, I want to do it with Thorgi Thor together.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the two of us going down the street on the back of a pickup truck driven by some ex, you know, cop from Comac? Oh, he'd be furious.
Oh, he'd be
that
pissed.
Thorgi Thor's playing a fiddle on the back of his F-150. So anyway, Thorgi Thor is alive and well, and we apologize. This is our retraction to you guys that Thorgi Thor is fine. It was Thorgi Thor's mom that died of cancer many years ago. Thorgi Thor is from the show, RuPaul's Drag Race. And people love Thorgi Thor. They were very upset that we killed off Thorgi Thor. So we apologize. Thorgi's fine. And I one day hope to meet Thorgi Thor. We could sit and talk about, you know, Ronkonkoma. I hope Thorgi Thor is not one of those people who, because maybe growing up in Ronkonkoma being Thorgi Thor, it wasn't as, he doesn't look back as fondly as I look back on it.
Yeah.
You know, for Thorgi, it's probably like, get me the fuck out of here.
Probably a little bit of bashing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he's probably not as, or however he identifies. I'm not sure. I don't mean to.
Thorgi is 39 years old. So from a different time in Ronkonkoma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Thorgi a Sachem guy or a Kanekwok guy? Does it say? Maybe it doesn't say. Where did Thorgi go to high school?
Where did Thorgi go to high school?
Does Thorgi like a boneless wings or wing bone in?
I think bone in. If I had to guess, I think that bone in is.
I see. I get your jokes. We all get your jokes, Alan.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to have Thorgi. You know what? I'm gonna extend an invitation. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be my brother and my nephew and my brother's wife, but I would definitely extend an invitation to Thorgi Thor. Thorgi wanted to come over for the Super Bowl, I would love it.
You think I come with turning it on?
Oh, you think Thorgi Thor is going to be playing a fiddle in the background?
No, like, but I don't think.
Where's Taylor Swift?
7 feet tall hair. Yeah. And, honey, that was a touchdown. Yeah,
pan to Taylor Swift again. Ooh, look at that tight end. All right. Okay, Thorgi, we got it. I think we got it. Anyways, do you got any more information on Thorgi?
I'm still trying to figure out the high school, but I did find the high school photo.
Oh, so there you go. It looks like a Connect Quad foot. What's his real name?
Shane Galligan.
Oh, a nice Irish kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Long Island's own. Long Island's own Shane Galligan. Thorgi Thor. All right, did we do what we needed to do on that? Some other stuff to talk about. It is our 300th episode today. Congratulations, ooh. Alex.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I mean, here we are, 300 actual episodes. Real, you know, the Tuesdays and the Thursdays or whatever. 300. We're, with Patreon, we're in the 500s or something.
Beyond
sixes almost. But right now, 300 episodes of a podcast, which is never missed a week. Always got it done. That might change in the next couple of months. You know, I'm thinking of taking some serious time off in the summer, perhaps. But I mean, I say that and then I won't, because I do enjoy doing it.
You're also saying you're not going to take any gigs in the summer. And
I'm not going to take any gigs in the summer. I'm not. I swear I'm not. Don't you dare ask me. I will not.
I'm not going
to
ask.
I will not. Unless Thorgi Thor wants to do something together, I will not. Like a duet, like a two of us go out and do a... Could you imagine? People would hate me. And if I bring back Thorgi, bring back Thorgi. I'm like, wait a minute. I got a bit on Ham that's almost finished. So just let me get through this. Oh, man. Oh, man. Anyway, so I do have an interesting thing that I want to play, because we've been talking about it on the podcast the last couple of weeks about the internet and everything else, and how New York is trying to get the, you know, social media to be considered a mental health crisis and different things like that I find interesting. Anyway, I found something today. Julia Roberts, I believe, is starting a campaign, I think, or somebody. I saw Jessica Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld's wife, I follow on Instagram. She posted something about it. They're all trying to now get, I guess, the government to acknowledge the fact that social media might be some sort of mental health condition, or can cause one at least.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly agree. Well, let's listen to Julia Roberts talk about it. And I think she encapsulates what I try to say. It's interesting. Here goes.
Posted a picture of my niece and I from one weekend morning. She'd slept over and we got up and we're having tea and playing cards and having this beautiful morning. It was great. I felt great about it. The amount of people that felt absolutely required to talk about how terrible I looked in the picture, that I'm not aging well. People saying, God, I didn't even recognize her. This is what she looks like. And then the fights that break out within the comments, where someone says, you should be nice. Why should I be nice? She looks terrible. And people start fighting within the comments. I was amazed.
Welcome to my Facebook page.
What that made me feel. I'm a 50-year-old woman.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you, Julia.
And I know who I am.
Yes. Well, let's stop it there, because
my feelings got hurt.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard. See, are you people happy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all happy? See what you've done to Julia Roberts? Are the people that I've had to block? This goes on my Facebook page constantly.
Yeah, all day.
They fight with each other. Somebody will say something about me or somebody else, or, you know, the rants are getting old or whatever, you know, awful things people say.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia Roberts, who, by the way, I saw the picture. It's her and her niece. She's famous, too, her niece. They're both playing cards in the morning. Julia Roberts looks fantastic in the picture, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the picture she's talking about, is that everyone attacked her and said she looks gross. And then they fight with each other. And she said, I couldn't handle it being an adult woman.
Yeah.
Being Julia Roberts, I couldn't handle it. And if I was 15, this would kill me, reading these things. And so there you have it. I totally agree with Julia Roberts. And I mean, it is, and I know the people in my Facebook page who do it consistently. Mm-hmm. I've gotten rid of most of them. There's a few who, for some reason, are still hanging on by a thread, and one more trouble out of them and they're gone. I mean, but if you're Julia Roberts level, where you got millions of followers, you can't sit there and block all of them. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, in my Facebook page for this podcast, we have 6,000 or something. And so I could kind of weed most of them out. And I do. And then, of course, they'll come back. They'll write me on another social media platform.
Yeah.
And why did it happen? Why?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, because I don't need to deal. Like, I got enough fucking problems mm-hmm. in life than dealing with your bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the fuck these people, it's just shocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking. And I try to think if, like, I've been an asshole, like, on social media. And I don't think I have. Like, maybe I used to, sometimes I would comment on Britney Spears' things and, you know, but I never thought I was completely, like, mean, like, you're fucking gross or anything like that. I never really did anything like that. It just, I mean, I'm not the best person to be talking about this because I'm a bit of an asshole too. But anyway, Julia Roberts looks good. But
yeah.
She said, I'm a 50-year-old woman. She's older than that, isn't she? I think she's my age.
I mean, look
but maybe up. Not. Anyway, that might have been an old clip. Who knows?
But what she goes on to say right after that part is, I'm 50 and I'm famous.
Right.
I know
she's
who I am.
Saying,
I can't imagine how a 15-year-old would feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is interesting, you know, and then...
Yeah, she's 56.
56, yeah. So then you go on to... I mean, it's going to be a problem, but it just... This is what was just before we went to air. I was telling Alex, this world is fucking wild. It's getting wild.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to go down this weekend at the Super Bowl? Joe Buck got in trouble yesterday. The announcer, Joe Buck, you guys all probably know him. He said, like, something's going to go haywire in Vegas this weekend. Like, they shouldn't have. Basically, I think what he's trying to say was they shouldn't have the Super Bowl in Vegas because it's too much can go wrong.
Because it lends itself to chaos.
I think what he was trying to say, and you interpreted this differently, Alex. You said you thought something was going to go wrong, like with the people trying to get into the stadium or things like that. Like,
yeah.
I thought he was saying something's going to go down with the players. Like, one of them's going to get fucked up the night before.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying that there's too many demons in the clubs. You know, Vegas.
It's
we all
Sin
know Vegas.
City.
Yeah, Sin City. That the players could get involved in something that would affect the game. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I think they can control themselves.
Yeah.
After the game, have a good time.
I mean,
win or lose.
He's kind of right in that if you look at every player the Raiders has already managed to get themselves in some form of trouble.
Yeah. But and they were
Super Bowl's much higher stakes.
Right,
you know?
right.
They're not living there.
Anyway, I did see where they were living. They got them in like this area, like a little outside of Vegas. They got both teams like within the same area. It looks almost like you probably know the area. It's your hometown.
Yeah. Do you know what it's called?
No, there's two. It's a Hilton and a Hyatt or whatever. Within, it looks like a Mediterranean. It's on like a little fake lake.
Oh, Lake Las Vegas.
Yeah, Lake Las Vegas. That's where they're all staying.
Spend some time there. Nice place.
They're in Lake Las Vegas.
I mean, I think everything there is closed down now. So
well, that's what it said. It said there's like no foot traffic.
Yeah.
It said. Yeah,
I mean,
so,
it used to be a thriving, you know, tons of restaurants, and now it's
right.
Now anyway, it's just football players.
That's what they mentioned. I saw it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That they're all staying in Lake Las Vegas, which is how far from the stadium?
Yeah, 30, 40.
Oh, okay. So it's out there.
It's not too bad. Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear a couple of facts about the Super Bowl? MVP by position. The most MVPs, of course, go to the quarterback. The quarterback, 31 times the quarterback has won MVP. Mm-hmm. 8 times wide receivers have won MVP. 7 times running backs. 4 times linebackers. A punt returner has won the MVP once, which is special teams. And it's very rare. Cornerback won once. Defensive tackle once. But most of the time, it's your quarterback who wins.
Yeah.
Most teams with the most wins, Super Bowl wins, tied between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots, okay. Both at 6. San Francisco 49ers, who are in it again, could make it 6. Okay. They have 5 right now. Dallas Cowboys 5, Green Bay Packers 4, New York Giants 4. Most trips to the Super Bowl, New England Patriots, of course, have gone 11 times. Pittsburgh Steelers 8, Cowboys 8, Denver Broncos 8. Want to hear the teams with the most losses?
Yeah.
Denver Broncos. Denver Ooh. Broncos, my mom's team. Mom loves Denver Broncos in the John Elway era. But then they wound up winning a few, so that was exciting. They've lost 5. New England Patriots have lost 5. Buffalo Bills have lost 4. Minnesota Vikings 4. Dallas Cowboys 3. And Miami Dolphins 3.
Nice.
Most hosting cities. Miami's hosted the Super Bowl 11 times. New Orleans 10. Los Angeles 8, Tampa 5. Okay, there you go. I mean, I guess they try and do it in nice areas. Is there anything else fun we can talk about? Are we ready for this? Here you go. Hold on. Smallest attendance ever due to COVID-19. 25,000 people. Oh, that was like when they were doing social distancing, whatever. The warmest game ever was 84 degrees in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Largest audience ever, 103,000 people that when the Rams won. At SoFi Stadium.
Wow.
The wettest game, 1 inch of water fell in Miami. I would tell you what Super Bowl these were, but it's in Roman numerals, as it always is, and I don't really know the Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, I admitted it. Okay, that's why I'm leaving it out. It was Super Bowl blah, blah. What's the X? It's 10?
X is 10.
And what's an L? Let's not even. Well, you think get
this one's LVII, right? So, and this is 58. Yeah. So, coldest game ever 50?
Was 2 degrees. That was in Minneapolis, of course. 2 degrees. Whoa. I remember that game. Yeah. So there you go. Super Bowl's exciting. It'll be fun. Get your Totino's pizza rolls or whatever else, and have a good time. Kanye West, I think, has a new song. I'm seeing something about a new song of Kanye West, but I saw the girl. He walks around with this rubber mask on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just walks around in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Like, this is not for, like, he's not going to a fashion show.
Mm-mm.
I saw him get into a fight. I mean, it's the funniest thing. It's just that we are in bonkers world here, everyone. And the things that I watch on the internet, I'm like, it's like Idiocracy, that movie. It's just bonk. He's arguing or fighting with a girl from TMZ. You know, TMZ... She's got her job. She's got to sit there and stick her microphone in Kanye's face, try to get something out of him. And he's got the rubber mask on.
Yeah.
Whatever it's made of, leather perhaps. And he grabs her phone, the TMZ girl's phone, and he puts it in his pocket. And like, I'm keeping your phone because you disrespect me or whatever.
What?
But this is all done through a mask.
Yeah.
It's not even a mask because it has no eyes or mouth. It's just like a stocking over his head.
Doesn't have like a zipper for a mouth?
Nothing. What? It's just the strangest thing. And we're all pretending this is normal.
Yeah.
Like this woman, I mean, how she kept a straight face is beyond me because he's yelling at her with this thing on his head about what, you know, that she's disrespecting him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He finally gives her the phone back. Like he says, all right, well, don't disrespect his girlfriend or something.
Because
she was asking questions like, where people are concerned that you're controlling this woman.
Bianca.
But anyway, yesterday I see her because it was raining in Los Angeles. So she's got to wear a raincoat, of course. He's got his thing on his head, whatever that is. And she's got to wear her raincoat.
Mm-hmm.
So he must tell her, you can put on a raincoat. It's raining outside, but take off everything else because I would need to see some shit underneath that raincoat.
Yeah.
So she's completely nude underneath. But isn't that her thing now? She's always completely nude under everything. Yeah.
I mean, that might be his thing. Who knows?
I don't know. But I mean, I look at them and I say that she's a good looking woman,
mm-hmm.
but she's walking around like a clear raincoat. just completely naked underneath. Is it packable? Is it packable? My father loves packable. You got Christopher, you got to have packable wares. Do you have packable wares? Every time he'll get on the phone, talk to my mom just before, like I said, about the rain. And then my father will get on the phone. You guys don't even want to know what's going on over there right now. They were on their way. Every single time I talked to them, they're on their way to Costco. They were on their way to Costco. And my mom, they when they're driving somewhere or doing about to do something, they don't have a lot of time to talk. Where you got us at a bad time. We're just entering the parking lot of Costco. So because they got to focus. I mean, they're 280-something-year-old people, and driving is not their strong suit. So, and then my father pulls up. He got a handicap placard because of the hip. But he only got one for 6 months.
They gave him a temporary one.
And it's only got a couple of weeks left. So they're going to take full advantage of it. They're going everywhere. Everywhere they got a handicap spot, they're going to go to it. So they pull up to the handicap. They love it. And I said, well, why don't you just get a one forever? My mom was like, well, the doctor just gave him a, because he's not handicapped forever. I'm like, oh, fuck, he is not.
Yeah,
I've seen him walk. He's handicapped. So anyway, they got to get him. He's got a couple weeks left on this one, and they could take full advantage. So they went into the handicap spot. And then my mom will put my father on the phone for a second, and he knows I'm traveling tomorrow to Louisville. And now do you have packable wares? Do you have packable wares? And that means something, a fold, because he's concerned. They know the temperature and the weather of every city I'm heading to. Because they'll look at my website, and then they'll go to Weather Channel, and they'll look up the weather, and they'll let me know what it's going to be like. And
it's kind of nice.
It's nice. Yes, it is nice. I should just say that. It is nice. But they just have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And my other brothers are not going. They're in, you know, they're in their homes, and they don't travel as much as I do. So they only have me to be like, well, we got nothing else going on here. We could follow the weather of the cities Christopher's going to be in and see if he has packable wares. So anyway, I would imagine if my father saw this girl, Bianca, Sensory, or whatever her name is, he would just be concerned. Listen, it's not important to me that her boobs are out. I need to know if it's packable. Is this thing packable?
Yeah.
He loves a packable. You know, and I do have one jacket that is a packable wares, my father says. And it is nice. Okay. Do you travel with packable wares?
I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, like, you know what I mean by packable wares, right? It folds up real small.
I mean,
but then you and I, we kind of have to be on stage. I can't just go up there in some wrinkled up raincoat.
Yeah.
So
this is a water shell.
People will be like, Chris has lost his mind. He's like standing. He looks like Bianca Sensory. Is that her last name? Something like that, right?
Well, that is it. Yeah.
How do I know this? I mean, this is the shit that's in my head. I know Bianca. But I feel, I mean, I agree with Heather McDonald. I was on Juicy Scoop a few weeks ago, and Heather and I were talking about it, and she's like, I believe that she's in on a 100%, and I kind of do too. I think the whole thing is like, it's some sort of performance art. You know, I think this is this asshole's Kanye West's way of like doing performance art.
Yeah.
I think in his head, he thinks this whole thing's a performance piece.
Yeah.
You know, performance art. It's like, you know, I think I talked about it on Juicy Scoop. The greatest thing I've ever seen was the day my mother tried to explain performance art to my father. My brother, Kenny, who's probably listening right now, he was dating some girl in New York City who was like this, you know, hippie chick performance artist, you know, whatever. And my father asked one day, like, well, what does she do for a living? And my mother, she's an artist, Gene. She's an artist. What, like an art, like she paints pictures? Like what type of art? She's a performance artist, Gene. A performance artist. And my father, what does this mean? Performance art, what is that? And then my mother has to come up with some, you know, she remembers something she saw in 60 Minutes, 50. She eats dog food in a museum. I don't know what these people do. You know, oh my God, it was just amazing. My mother's trying to explain, like, Laurie Anderson is like the famous performance artist. But they don't do anything. You know, what do they do? They like paint pictures with their feces and stuff.
And is that what your brother's girlfriend is?
No, I don't. Not that I know. I don't even know. She like, you know, stood on a box and made cat call. You know, blah, 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 like Yoko Ono. You ever see Yoko Ono?
No.
She just screams. Well, I've
seen her. Yeah.
She like stands on a Home Depot bucket and screams in a museum. That's performance art.
Okay.
Don't you know anything?
Yeah. And people walk by and they go, that is so powerful.
Exactly. You got to be one of those people who's like, yeah, if you want to be accepted by that society, you got to be like, last night I was at the Metropolitan Museum of Art at the Yoko exhibit.
Yeah.
What was she doing? She stood on a bucket. I'm sorry, what? She stood on a bucket and she screamed.
Yeah.
Into a microphone. Okay. I mean, it's not much different than what you and I do.
No, really isn't.
Without the bucket. We don't have a bucket.
No, or I mean, maybe, see-through coat.
You know what? This weekend, if you guys come and see us in Louisville and Lexington, I will be standing on a bucket in a see-through coat.
naked in a clear raincoat. God,
if you poor people had to see me in a clear raincoat on stage. I mean, at least Bianca Sensory, you got something to look at. Me, it would not be cute. Oh, I don't know. I could talk all day. We're having a good time over here. Love doing the podcast, so we'll continue on doing it. Come and see us live. We love seeing you guys after shows and blah, blah, blah. So we'll be doing what we do.
Real quick, dropped an hour ago. Do you want the new Kanye?
Oh, let's hear it.
Dropped on YouTube an hour ago.
Oh, now, this is as fresh can be.
If you look, it's Ty Dolla Sign and Kanye.
He's with Ty Dolla Sign. Okay,
but I think he's kind of ripping off the Prince thing. It's almost like...
Oh, he's doing a symbol or something?
Yeah, it's almost like a...
Okay.
Like a... I don't know.
Yeezy.
This is his new song. It's been out for an hour. Featuring Northwest.
Oh, it's his daughter. Oh, Kim Kardashian must be thrilled about that. What's happening? Is it more going to happen in a second?
I think so. There you go.
Okay. Is that Northwest?
I think so.
I could literally get back at our microphone right now if she could do this. Okay. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Miss Westie, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just
bless
me.
All right. Could you imagine being Ty Dolla Sign?
Yeah, poor Ty Dolla Sign's got to sit there and, oh, shit.
You go, oh, this is fire.
Yeah, he's got Bianca Sensory sitting next to him in a fucking see-through coat. Where's Kanye? What's he doing? Who's that in the background screaming? That sounds like Yoko Ono. Oh, here's the video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Alex, you're showing me the video.
This is performance art.
All right, this is driving me insane. Okay.
Do you want me to try to find his verse?
No, I know.
You want to know more of it?
No, I want to just put you. I need you to put on some Gordon Lightfoot or something to get that.
There's Ty Dolla Sign.
All right, this is all driving me insane.
Honestly, the last three.
Is that Sunday service? Did I just have a Sunday service? I think.
Yeah. The last three Kanye albums, people have been trying to go, he's a genius, but they've all sounded like that.
I mean, there was a time when it was all fun, right? I mean, but I don't know if I'm into it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, everybody. Good luck to everybody. Nonstop rainfall caused over 8 million gallons of raw sewage to spill onto the L.A. streets.
I'm just reading
the headlines right now. I didn't see any raw sewage. I mean, I guess that's all raw sewage, isn't it? Nothing worse than raw sewage. Hey, Prince Charles, what do you think of that? So Prince Charles finally gets in to be King Charles. Okay. After waiting for his entire life, the queen who lived forever finally, dies and he gets to become King Charles. And now he's got cancer and I'm not really, unless you guys have heard, I'm not hearing what type of cancer or how far along it is or if it's that dire. I mean, you know, certain cancers can be beaten. But it seems to me they're taking this very seriously. Like Prince Harry flew in and they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Markle, of course, stayed home. She's got no time for that bullshit.
Yeah.
Is the black coming? No, what? You can't say that. Where's the black? She's not here. So, yeah, it looks like it's pretty dire. So it could be like this guy finally waited this long to become king, and it might, like, everyone thought Prince William, who's next in line, as far as I know, right? I believe he is. Right. Everyone thought this guy was going to have to be 80 before he got in, but now it looks like he could be getting in there any day now.
Yeah.
Because Prince Charles has decided, King Charles has decided that he's no longer going to be doing any, you know, any of the duties that he has to do as King Charles. So it's got to be getting pretty bad if they're already saying things like that.
Yeah. So he's been treated for an enlarged prostate.
But that was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're saying that the cancer was not of the prostate.
So it's probably worse.
So it's spread. It's probably pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I mean, it's sad. It's sad to hear anything about these kind of things. But I mean, wow, that would be a quick turn of events if next thing you know, it's King William. And it could happen. Because we just had like the first, you know, we had that whole thing. What do they call it? The not an inauguration, but when it just happened.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It
could be over.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the word. Yes.
But Camilla Parker Bowles does not become queen, right? I don't think she can. I think I'm not sure how the royal family works, but the wife does not become the queen. There's no way that can happen. It's got to be him, William. And then if William goes, it's William's son. It's not Harry.
I believe you're right.
So we could have a boy king, like in a movie,
like in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones,
like
right?
Joffrey. Yeah.
Jenna Ortega. You familiar with Jenna Ortega? She's Wednesday Addams.
Yes.
I think she's trouble on the set. Like Alex, I hear trouble on the set.
That's been the.
You don't want to hear. You're 21. You don't want people saying trouble on the set.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's a big deal, and everyone loves Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Netflix, but I hear trouble on the set.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, apparently she's in a new movie where she has a sex scene with Martin Freeman, who's from the, he was in the English Office, which I loved, but he's also in the Hobbit movies. You know him if you saw him. He's in a ton of stuff. Anyway, he's 52 and I have a sex scene together and people are furious.
Yeah.
At a 21-year-old and a 52-year-old sex scene, but that's what the movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a student being with her professor. Yeah. And listen, I know things are different because we've become wackos in this world. Everyone's insane. But that was that's been a fun plot line for a long time in movies and books and stuff. We've all, it is
pervy.
Is it pervy? Yeah. Yes, it's pervy.
Mm-hmm.
But it still lends itself to a fun plot.
Yeah.
You know, young teacher, the subject, a song by the Police, that book by Nabokov, Lolita, pervs. I tell you, Alex, I said it since the beginning of this podcast, and now we're at 300 as of today, 300 episodes. I don't get it. You give me two people. We just, two people we discussed in today's show.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, Chris, you want to go on a date with Jenna Ortega? Or do you want to go on a date with 56-year-old Julia Roberts screaming about Lord knows what?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want? I would take Julia Roberts any day. What would I possibly say to Jenna Ortega? You know what?
Yeah.
Who are you? Wednesday. Oh, hold on. Try on this raincoat. What? It's see through. Just go ahead and wear that. I got nothing to say to a 21. I have no desire. And I think that's
preaching to her about a sellable skill in the marketplace or something.
Jenna, do you have packable wares? Were you going to shoot Wednesday? Do you have packable wares? I feel bad for this actor, Martin Freeman, who's a good actor and I like him and everything he does, but he's like, hey man, I'm just playing a role.
I just got the job.
Cause now it makes it look like he was hooking up with Jenna Ortega. That's kind of the way the article reads.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm playing a role here. You know, I'm a married guy with children. I'm not hooking up with Jenna Ortega, but they lead you to believe from the article that like it's there in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you know how dumb people are. They'll just go, he's fucking Jenna Ortega.
Do you think they're doing that to kind of rile people up, sell some tickets, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the hope, here? You know? Oh boy. So, you know, you got, of course, with Sunday coming back to the Super Bowl, everybody, it's just, you know, what's this Taylor Swift? Is she going to be there? Are they saying yes? Because apparently she's performing in Japan, I believe, the night before.
Tokyo.
And it's a bit of a flight, but it's certainly doable.
But a massive time change as well. It's very doable. Yeah.
And so I guess she's going to do it. She's going to hop on a plane. So now you're going to hear all about it. These people talk about global warming, yet they're the first ones to hop on a private jet. Have you seen this Blake Sensory? Bianca?
Bianca?
Bianca. Have you seen her sister, Blake Sensory? yeah, so, I mean, that'll... But she's going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are saying, oh, are they going to get engaged right after the game if he wins? This is, I mean, who? Please, no. All right, on and on and on. There's a lot to talk about, but we got so many more coming, and we have to head out. We're going to head out to Louisville.
Yep.
Come to Lexington. If you're coming to Louisville and Lexington, Comedy Off Broadway and the Louisville Comedy Club, hang out. See us after the show. We're there to see you. Alex is coming. Olivia's coming. I'm coming. We'll all be there.
Boom.
To say hi, free of charge. And, you know, we'll be happy to pictures and all that bullshit. Be fun. We're looking forward to it. And then we move on to, we're doing a show like right here in the Los Angeles area. I believe it's still Los Angeles County. I don't think it's in Orange County.
No.
Ontario. I think it's LA County.
LA County, yep.
So we're doing, people always ask, and I will be Ontario Improv. Mm-hmm. The date is on that one. Ontario Improv is...
Sunday, February 18th.
Sunday, February 18th, Ontario Improv. And then, of course, Philadelphia.
Great little room. Yeah.
Philadelphia. Crank. Mm-hmm. No.
Trank.
Not crank. Trank. I can't wait to have Trank. I don't know what night I'm going to take my Trank because we're there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
Probably Friday night I'll take my Trank and see if I can.
That's like the new Philly cheesesteak, right?
Yeah. I hope then I'm just going to be... And then you'll have to come get me on the street corner, bent over. Just standing out, my mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
Like
another hole in your face.
Yeah, another hole. Another? Eric, Alex, you son of a bitch, it's gone. And then, of course, Washington, D.C., one night only. We're going right over there Sunday night in D.C. at the Improv, which I love. Stamford, Connecticut, and Auburn, a beautiful little city in upstate New York. And the Auburn Theater in Auburn. Frangiola.fun has all of it. And then I was looking at how quickly everything else is coming. I will be in Kansas City, the comedy club in Kansas City. It's called Side Splitters and Tampers, already almost sold out. Better hurry up. Dania Beach Improv. Mm-hmm. That is, what's the date on that one, Alex?
Dania Beach is April 7th.
April 7th. And then Sunnyvale, Rooster Teeth Feathers, Dallas, and oh, so many more. We'll do all this in the beginning. Why am I even bothering? But for fun. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have fun. Listen to Julia Roberts. Don't go crazy online. And what do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
It's a classic. You got it bad. You got it so bad. You're hot for teacher.
I mean, this is a little Alex Van Halen right here. I mean, just on this.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. This was such a great video. Oh, my God. David Lee Roth at his best. I mean, now he's complete lunatic. But, man, at that time, he was David Lee Roth. Eddie Van Halen passed a few years ago.
You know what?
Michael Anthony's still going. Michael Anthony's out there with Sammy Hagar. They're doing their thing. And Wolfgang has got a legitimate band. People
W-V-H.
Love him.
WVH.
Yeah.
Oh, something. Yeah.
People love him. Okay. Hot for teacher. And this is, because we talked about Jamie Ortega. Yeah, Wednesday, yeah. All right. It's just another way to rile people up, you know, because everyone hates Hollywood now because we're a bunch of perverts, so they say.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I mean, you guys are just as perverted, but we just put ours on screen, you know, off perversions.
How dare we make Euphoria, but you guys made it a hit.
Right. Everyone's a weird perv, you know. I mean, I'm pretty much a straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you in this funny business. All right, everybody. Have a Tostitos pizza rolls. What was number one? Buffalo
number one.
Chicken dip?
Yep.
I mean, it sounds nice. Thorgy Thor. Call us, Thorgy. You can get our information. We're easy to find. Come over and sit in the chair. We'd love to talk to you. We could literally talk for hours, Thorgy, about... We thought you were dead.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. First 15 minutes is, we can't believe you're alive. Alex had killed you off weeks ago. Ronkonkoma, Long Island. Are you on your wall at your high school? But he's in the what do they call it? The prominent people of Ronkonkoma. He was on the list, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. He is. Thorgy Thor's on the list. I'm not. And he plays an instrument, right? A fiddler? Mm-hmm.
He's a violinist.
Violinist?
Went to SUNY for violin.
Wow. Good for him. All right. Thank you, Van Halen. 1984. God, a long time ago. Remember it well. Good, good song. Frangiola.fun has all the live dates. We are excited to see you all this weekend in the Kentucky, what is it called? The
Commonwealth
of Kentucky.
I'm going to get reamed for that. I'm probably wrong.
Alex was wrong. You heard what Julia Roberts said, everybody. Try and be nicer, mm-hmm. You fucking animals. I want to say the names of the troublemakers on the cover-to-cover page so bad, but I won't. But I want to say them so bad because they've caused so much trouble for
me. But that's what they want.
And for everyone else. Yeah.
That's what they want. They want their names said.
So bad. All right, everyone. Bye-bye.